This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump is vowing to act with urgent resolve in response to two shootings over a 13-hour period this weekend, one in El Paso, Texas, and a second one in Dayton, Ohio. In all, 31 people have died as a result of the violence. In comments from the White House Monday, Trump said he's taking action to make sure those who commit hate crimes face the death penalty.
I'm also directing the Department of Justice to propose legislation ensuring that those who commit hate crimes and mass murders face the death penalty, and that this capital punishment be delivered quickly, decisively, and without years of needless delay.
El Paso Mayor Dee Margo held a news briefing on Monday. He called the shooting in his city an act of hate.
This was an act of domestic terrorism fueled by hate, an evil individual. I will not assist in promoting or emboldening his agenda, nor any movement that he would be associated with.
The mayor also praised the people of El Paso for supporting the victims of the attack.
I could not be more proud of our city, from the offers for free funeral services, to the lines to donate blood, to the overwhelming crowd at vigils throughout the city. El Paso has shown that we are much stronger than Saturday's attack.
A mass transit strike in Hong Kong Monday turned violent, with protesters erecting street blockades, occupying tunnels, and attacking police stations. Police responded with tear gas and rubber bullets. They made dozens of arrests. The protesters are calling for the resignation of Hong Kong's pro-Beijing chief executive, Carrie Lam. Lam says she will not step down, nor will she agree to an investigation of police brutality against the protesters. In Washington, this is VOA News. North Korea launched a fresh